A bill designed to boost broadband internet in Vermont has raised concerns that it will also speed the expansion of allegedly hazardous wireless technology. Opponents argue the next generation of 5G cell phone service will expose people to lots more radio frequency radiation emanating from hundreds of sites. As VPR's John Dillon reports, lawmakers say they've heard the complaints and they plan to add more state review to the siting process for 5G expansion.
Like traditional cell phone signals, 5G technology uses radio waves to beam information, voice or data, from cell transmitters to your phone or router. 5G allows more data to be sent at higher speeds, but since the waves don't travel through buildings and trees very well, the systems will also require many more cell sites to work. And that's a problem for those who say we're already awash in an invisible sea of radio frequency radiation from our wireless routers at home and work, and the cell towers along our roads and in our neighborhoods.
People are really afraid of this 5G network, and it's not just in Vermont.
Annette Smith is executive director of Vermonters for a Clean Environment. Smith says the increased exposure from 5G carries health risks. She says many governments, from European countries to the New Hampshire legislature, are considering delaying 5G expansion until more research is done.
There are plenty of places that are saying, wait a minute, we can't go deploying something that has never been put out in the public before that, you know, the industry admits haven't done health studies about. This is crazy.
The cell industry compares the exposure to what you get from baby monitors or Bluetooth devices and says the radio waves have no health impacts. The broadband bill does not specifically promote 5G technology, but Smith and others say the bill will have that effect because it streamlines the process to put equipment on utility poles that is needed for 5G.
There seems to be a thought that in making it easier to string cable to people's homes, particularly fiber, that somehow we are allowing a setup for 5G.
Senator Ann Cummings chairs the Finance Committee. She says 5G opponents turned out in force after the broadband bill passed the House and was assigned to her committee. Cummings says the committee plans to amend the bill to require more public review of 5G installations.
The number of phone calls and the concern have kind of slowed the process down. I think what we're planning on doing is just saying right now, anything that would have to do with 5G, any kind of a cell system, has to go through either Act 250 or have a 248 hearing.
Cummings says cell companies plan to build 5G networks in urban areas and at sparsely populated places like Vermont, which is not fully covered by regular cell service, are a low priority.
It just technologically won't work in smaller, more rural areas, so it's not coming.
But Annette Smith has called through numerous applications for cell sites approved or pending at the Public Utility Commission. She says some mention their possible use for 5G.
What's come clear really just in the last week is that cellular antennas are already being attached to utility poles in Vermont and that there is no public process around it.
Senator Cummings says her committee plans to vote out the broadband bill this week. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.